Thankful to be here this morning. I want to thank all the saints for praying for me and the accident that I had. I sure thank the Lord for the people of God. They're my family.
Amen.
And I want to express my gratitude to the Lord and all of His people for being so good to me and helping me in so many ways. We just couldn't make it without the Lord. I have been concerned about our spiritual progress, and the little thought that I have this morning is getting caught in the boil. A year ago this month, there was three young men down on the river, and they were noodling, and they've been drinking some too, and it caused them to lose some of their senses, I guess you would say. And these three men came on a low water dam, and it was such a beautiful thing there to see the water cascading off of this little drop. It wasn't maybe 8 foot deep, and the water was falling off of there, and they were looking for catfish that had gotten up underneath there and made a little hole, and they were trying to find them. First young man went in the water and didn't come up. He may have bobbed up one time, and two of his friends went to help him. The second one went in, he didn't come up, and the third one went in and didn't come up either. And so I was there when they found the last of the men. He was 23, 24 years old, 25, I can't remember. And such a innocent looking thing is that water cascading over that little dam. Just looked like it was very, it didn't have any threats at all to it, but underneath that hydraulic pressure of that water coming off of that little spillway, that little raised part there creates a turbulence. And that hydraulic pressure is very, very dangerous. And it reminded me of another incident on the same river, another low water dam. This man had a new lure that he put on his line, and the highway patrolman that was telling me this, I wasn't there on that one, but he said that he remembered looking at the price of that lure, and it was like $1.80, less than $2 for this lure. And this man throwed his line out there by where that boy was at and got hung, and decided he didn't want to lose his fishing lure, so he dove in to get it, and he didn't come up. And the second man went in to get him, and he didn't come up either. And there was four men that died on that one place for that one lure, less than $2. And so I got a lesson out of this. When I think about getting caught in the boil, getting caught in the traps of life and different things that can happen to us, and how God wants to help us to stay out of that boil.
Yes.
Now, all the lessons that I've heard on getting out of that boil is the best you can do is, if you can possibly do it, it's almost impossible to get out, but if you can take your life jacket, if you have one, go down to the very bottom and find a place to kick off of and get out from underneath that turbulence. Literally take your clothes off. It's such a turbulent action there that the hydraulics will be almost impossible for you to get out. And I thought, Lord, please help us. We're struggling in life to make it to heaven. And there's lots of things that are working against us. There's a lot of different pressures that we feel. Brother Michael mentioned some of those pressures. And I believe the Lord would like to help us to be able to stay away from that catching power that pulls us and keeps us turning and over and over just rolling in that same spot and just hung up there. A terrible thing. They had to shut the power off. They had to shut the gates off at the dam to get the water level down because they couldn't get up underneath there to get those boys out. They had to shut the water off before the swirling action and the pressure would quit. We have a lot of different things that come our way that God will give us power. I believe the Scripture says, greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world. I do believe God can give us power to overcome and to get out of some of the traps and snares that we find ourselves in sometimes. There's a lot of pitfalls out there. There's a lot of things. I believe in the last days, Jesus, I believe He said there would be the violent would have to take the kingdom by force. There would have to be an effort on our part to get out. And we're not always going to escape things if we're not very, very careful. We're going to have to go through this life and be very careful how we live and how we walk before the Lord. Jonah, in the book of Jonah, the fourth chapter, I'm thinking about some very important men that we read about in the Bible, some very significant people. Jonah had a prayer here. In the fourth chapter of Jonah, the third verse, Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech Thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. I'd like to look at another prayer of Elijah, 1 Kings in the 19th chapter. You might say, why are you picking on these fellows in their low times? I'm just telling you, there's some problems that all of us are going to face. And Jonah said here in the 19th chapter in the 10th verse, and he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenants, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it. Well, here's a couple of very... I would think they would be very influential people. Elijah was a prophet of fire. Jonah was very significant in his journey in the whale and in the belly of the great fish the Lord prepared. And one more, we're going to find. I was reading about Moses, and he got down Numbers 11, 10 through 15. Numbers 11, 10 through 15. Can someone read that for me?
Numbers 11?
Yes.
Verses 10 through 15. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families. Every man the door of his tent. The anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. Moses said to the Lord, wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant?
Yes.
Wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them, that thou shouldest say to me, carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth the sucking child of the land which thou swearest to their fathers? When should I have flesh to give unto all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, give us flesh, we may eat. I'm not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. If thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand. I have found favor in thy sight. Let me not see my wretchedness.
Well, I'm not starting off on a very good foot here with these fellows, but I'm going to tell you, the best of us can get into a place where we feel like there's no way out. And Moses saying, I didn't conceive all these people. I didn't birth all of them. And you giving me the charge to carry for these rebellious, stiff-necked people, and what in the world have you got me out here for? I'm having trouble with them. And he said, Lord, I just want to die. Jonah said, I just want to die.
Yes.
Elijah said, you know, I'm just out here and might as well die.
Yes.
You know, folks, it's a place that if we're not all careful, we can find ourselves in a gloom, in a place of no hope feeling, and in a place that it seems like the enemy would like to corner us in and herd us all into one little special little corner and just whip up on us real bad, just really work us over. But I believe the Lord wants to help us and come down and give us special help today to be able to overcome some things. You know, one of the things that young people struggle with, I struggle with it, you struggle with it, it's our unchangeable features. I don't have no control over my unchangeables. I don't have no way to control my birth order, the family that I was born in, my height, anything about my makeup, my DNA. There are some things I just can't change. But you know, you can struggle in life and you can just always want to be that other person, and you can always just have that desire to be this other person that you're not, and you can waste so much time, waste so much energy, just poor me. I'm not what my sister is. I'm not what my brother is. And we can just get caught in this thing. And it can just keep us circulating in the same spot over and over and over again. Our unchangeables. It's something I can't do anything about. I have to realize that God made me the way I am. And I'm you're special. You're special in God's sight. He has a special work for you to do. I have listened to this tape of Dave Reaver, a man that was in the Vietnam War, and he was trained, and they were out on a mission, and he had drew back his hand to throw this phosphorus grenade, and as he drew it back, it blew up right next to his face, and he said literally he lost pounds of his flesh. And he fell off in the water. And as he come back up, he said these words. He said, God, I still believe in you. I still believe in you. And you know, through the penetration of that phosphorus in his body, this man was on fire, internally on fire. They put him on a stretcher to carry him off, and that phosphorus would go clear through his body and burn the canvas on the stretcher they was carrying him on, and he fell through. It was an awful thing. Went to operate on him, and as they opened him up, this phosphorus would get oxygen, and it would just reignite. The man's see his picture. He lost his ear. He lost a lot of his face, and he's just looking at him. He's just disfigured to the point. It just looked like, how could he ever make it? How could he ever integrate back into society? How could he ever be anything? And he remembered he was put in a room with another man, and this man's wife came to the man in his room and looked at him, and she took her ring off and she said, I'd be ashamed of walking down the street with you, and left her ring there with him and walked out. And he thought, I wonder what my wife is going to do when she sees me. And he asked to see a mirror, and he looked at himself, and he was, oh, it was ugly. He couldn't see nothing good looking. There was nothing. It was all gone. And here, his wife came in. His heart's beating rapidly, and he's thinking about, what is she going to do? Is she going to do the same to me? And he thought, you know, I don't have nothing to give her. I don't have no money. I don't have nothing, no inheritance. He thought, you know, all I can give is I've been faithful to my wife. As long as I've been over here and I have all these temptations, I still have my integrity. I've been true to my wife. I have that to give her. That's all I've got. His wife came in the room. She looked at his dog tag. She matched him up. She went over there and kissed the ugliest part of that man right on the face. And he said, "Honey, I'm so sorry. I'm so ugly." And she said, "Oh, Dave, you never were good looking." She stayed with him. She stayed with him. And the stubs on his hands, when his fingers was blown off, but to hear him play the piano, to hear him play, and to listen to the song, the beautiful thing, there's something about our spirit that God made. It's beautiful, folks. If we get down in the dumps, we get thinking, "I can't do nothing." Don't you think there's a lot of people that have not given up? They have not quit just because their physical features were different than others. Just because they were handicapped, it didn't mean they didn't have a beautiful spirit inside. It didn't mean the hand of God had not touched them and they had something beautiful in them. You see, folks, this morning we tie our own selves up. We actually hinder our own selves. And we say, "Poor me, poor me. I don't have this and I don't have that. I lack this and I lack that." And we need to be thanking God for what we have. An old grumbling, murmuring spirit will get us nowhere. It'll get us nowhere with God. We need to stop being ungrateful and be thankful to God for what I do have. I'm able to get around. I'm able to move. I'm able to do this and that. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I don't have to be handicapped. I don't have to just have that feeling that I'll never amount to anything. I'm a bell, don't you see? You know, coming up in school, I remember, I hated it going in. "What's your name?" "James Bell." "You have a brother named Dennis?" "Uh-huh." "You have a brother named..." And it's like, "Well, I know where you're sitting. I know them Bell boys. I got you pegged." And oh, I remember I struggled with that, you know, coming behind, but... And sure enough, there were some things I just never was able to get over. Oh, but there are so many things I can do.
Yes.
And I don't have to look at the handicaps that I don't have to look at the things, you know. I believe in the Bible we read where Job said, "The hand of the Lord has touched me."
Yes.
"He's touched me. Have mercy on me, my friends. The Lord, He's touched me."
Yes.
And Job's comforters couldn't even understand what he was going through. He said, "Just curse God." His wife even, she didn't know what was going on in his life. "Just curse him and die, Job, you'd be better off." His friends that came to sit with him, they misunderstood him. They didn't see what was going on. They couldn't understand. They thought, "Oh, Job's caught up in some secret sin. He's caught up in something..." And you know what? The real truth was that the hand of the Lord was touching him and working with Job. And I love the end of Job. It said, "And the Lord blessed Job and gave him twice as much as he had before."
Yes.
The Lord gave him children. The Lord gave him his wealth. The Lord blessed him. Folks, the Lord is looking today to bless every one of our lives. He sees what you have. He knows everything about us. I was reading in Ecclesiastes 11th chapter, and I believe it said, "In the morning sow thy seed, in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they shall both be alike equal." You don't know.
Right.
You might say, "Well, I'm getting old, and I can't do this and that." You know, I thank the Lord for Brother Ted and Brother Doty that goes with me in jail. Brother Ted's in his 80s. Brother Carl's not far behind him, and here they are. There they are in jail. What do? They help me to be able to go. I can't go by myself in some of those places. I have to have two people, and there they are. What am I telling you this morning? The boil is a place where it's just no escape.
Yeah.
And you're getting drug around. And you're not getting anywhere. The Scripture is full of promises. It's full of places that tells us, yes, you can make it. Yes, you can go on. Yes, there's difficult situations, but keep going.
Yes. Amen.
You're unchangeables. Folks, I can't do nothing about them. You can't either. How much time are we going to waste on struggling with our unchangeables and arguing with God? Going through life and just saying, you know, having a bad attitude, Lord, I wish you'd have made me at least a little bit better looking. I wish you'd have gave me some hair. I wish you'd have gave me this and I wish you'd have gave me that. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
Our spirit, our heart, God is interested on this inward man.
Yes.
The outward man perishes, but the inward man is renewed day by day. The inward man's what we want to focus on. How he's getting along and how he's making it. How he's prospering. The book of John, he says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Yes.
Our inward prosperity, the spiritual struggles that I face. I love to have chickens, and I try not to. My wife really helps me on my stories, but since I haven't been in a while, maybe I can. I love chickens. My son said, Dad, I've got these four hens. I believe they're hens. He said, I pick them up by their head, and they was young, and they didn't move at all, and they're all hens. Well, make a long story short, all four of them are crowing. And they're not very... If they lay eggs, I've really got something. I'm sure they're not going to. But I have helped little baby chickens. I'd see them hatching out of the egg. And then some of them be pipping that... You know, they have that little place on their beak, that little bitty raised up spot on the top of their beak that helps them to crack that egg. I've helped them to get out before. Some of them were struggling and I'd help crack them, but you know, very few of those have ever really made it. If they can't get out of that egg on their own, they probably won't make it. But there has to be a struggle. And that struggle is good. The struggles, the pressures that we feel sometimes that are so confining are actually designed to help us to grow. Didn't the Scripture say, I have made your feet like hinds feet?
Yeah.
I've given you hinds feet. The feet of a deer, the feet of an animal that's able to climb. I've given you that. I'm going to bless you with hinds feet. So you don't have to stay in one place very long. You can keep climbing.
Yeah.
Always been afraid of heights. I've always been afraid of heights. It's been something I've had to deal with, but you know, I have found that you can overcome some of those fears. And then some of them you just have to live with them. I want to say to us this morning, we'll never get anywhere by staying back and not struggling, and you know, keep fighting.
Right.
Fighting the good fight. The good fight is I feel the pressures around me and I don't let them overcome me.
Amen.
I keep moving. I keep going on. By the help of the Lord, I keep trying, even though my attempt sometimes seems like a futile effort. I keep moving. I keep going. I believe the Lord this morning wants to help us all to have those hinds feet. Those hinds feet are meant to get us out of the boil. The hinds feet are meant to keep us moving. My handicaps are meant to keep me humble and mean to keep me moving. And it's not meant to stop me. If we can get the difference here. Our little features that we have and unchangeable things that we have that only the temper of God can do anything with if He doesn't change them. And if He's designed them, Paul said, I have a thorn in the flesh. There was a messenger, a Satan sent to buffet me. And I sought the Lord three times to get this away from me. He said, every time I would seek Him, Lord, get this thing away. I'm not sure what it was. One place He said, bonds and afflictions abide me in every city. That'd be a terrible thing, thinking, everywhere I go, there's somebody after me. There's somebody trying to get back at me. One thing, the people that I used to kill, they've got a suspicion about me. They're suspicioning that I'm there again spying on them. And then the people that are left, the people that are out there that have sanctioned my coming and going, now that I have seen the light, these folks are after me. He's in a close place. But I want to tell you one thing Paul said. I press toward the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press toward the mark. I am not going to let my mistakes, I'm not going to let my inadequacies, I'm not going to let things that would control me, I'm not going to get underneath the power of it.
Right. Amen.
I'm going to keep going on. And I believe the Lord wants to help us today. Elijah, Moses, and Jonah, we've read their prayers. We've seen some of the things that's happened in their life. But I want to tell you, when I read about Paul, and as I quoted a scripture just a moment ago about him having this testimony, he said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing that I do, forgetting those things which are in the past. Let me just read that. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before. In the book of Philippians 3, I'll just read this again. Well, this 10th verse really is a good starting place. That I may know Him in the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I'm not there yet. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Thank the Lord this morning for that determination Paul had. Took a little visit in the cemetery this morning, and I looked around. I saw Brother Carver's grave, and I saw others of the saints that I knew, and there was Brother Max Williams, and I thought, you know, I keep a little card, my ordination card. Back in 1984, I believe, those two brethren and Brother Leslie ordained me. And I thought, well, I've got a big job to do. There's some folks counting on me. There's people counting on me.
Yes.
I want to be faithful to the Lord. I'm not always going to be popular in people's eyes. But I've got the Lord to please. And Paul said here, I'm pressing. That means I feel the resistance, but I'm still going on. I love the book of, I was reading yesterday, sorry where that's at, but he said, it is good that a man bear the yoke in his youth. It is good to have the knowledge and the feel of what resistance is.
Yes.
When you're young. When you're young. You get a young person and you get them coupled with the Lord. Jesus said, you take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in heart. When we have that yoke upon us, when we have that, it's not just an ornament. A yoke is not something just to look at. Oh, you got a nice looking yoke on there. Wow, you're a fine fella. Look at the pretty one. You know what? If you look on a yoke, you'd find there's some sweat around the collar of that thing. You'll find that there's some buckles, and there are some places in that old yoke that is meant to hook up to something pretty big sometimes. You'll find that a yoke, also, it has a cushion in it. I tore one apart. I ended up with one somehow, and it had split open. I looked inside, and they stuffed it with straw to cushion that, to make it a little easier, because when you start pulling on a plow or you start pulling a load, that old ox or that mule, they needed something to cushion that, because after a while it gets to where that old yoke is riding on bones. And you know, the Lord has a way with that yoke, and if we can learn to yoke up with Him, He is going to strap on us, not more than we're able to carry, but just the right amount. And if we can learn to feel that resistance, and we can still keep going, God's interested in that. You know, you might look back and see someday, you might have had more on you than you really knew. You thought, well, Lord, I had no idea, and He keeps blinders on us sometimes. I don't even want you looking backwards. You just look ahead. And you keep going ahead. Don't look behind and say, oh, I'll never pull that. If we would all look at some of the loads we carry, every one of us in here probably has a pretty good sized load. The Lord's not going to show you the load. He just wants you to learn, and me to learn, you follow me.
Yes.
If I give you something to carry, you carry it.
Yes.
You carry it. You bear it. You bear that. So, brethren, I count not myself. I'm not there yet. But He said, I keep this focus in mind. I'm not going to go back and rehash all of the things that I've done. I'm not going to go back and waste time over things that I have no power over. I can't change them now. It's impossible. And for us folks to lament our Creator's abilities in our life, our Creator's design for us, it's a waste of time. It's a waste. It's a boil. It's something that has such power that it'll keep us churning and over and over in life. We'll have that feeling of, why me? How come it happened to me? The loss of a child is a terrible thing to go through. And those of you that have lost children, you know that's a great loss. It's something that takes something out of you. But you know, I'm glad we have a Heavenly Father that is able to help us to keep going.
Amen.
That we don't stay in that mode. We're locked in and we can never get out. That we've lost something and I can never be the same again. I've thought different times when Isaiah went down to the potter's wheel and he was watching and how that clay was marred in his hands, and he just said, I'll make another vessel. I'm not so sure that the second one was better than the first. I'm not so sure that second vessel didn't come out looking better than the first one. And I'm not so sure in all of our struggles in life and all the losses that we encounter and things that happen to us in life, that He has another design for us.
Amen.
Go to the potter's wheel. Look at the potter's wheel. What is He saying to us today? I've got abilities to make you into another person. I've got the abilities to to change us and to replace what we've lost and put things together where we can still keep going on. God wants to help us this morning. He has a comfort. I don't have that, but He does. Let's keep moving on. Let's not get stuck in the boil to the point we become immobilized. I've watched the struggle, and I've seen animals that were trapped that would chew their own foot off to get away. They'd chew their own foot off to get away. I believe the Lord wants to help us to keep moving on, folks. Don't get hung up. I helped get this one boy in the bag. Nice looking young man. But he got hung up in something. It's bigger than him. He wasn't able to get out. He was healthy. He was agile. He could do things. But he got into something that he couldn't get out of. Let's not let it happen to us. God this morning is concerned about our progress. And I don't know everyone's life here this morning. I don't know where you're at. I don't know all the places and things you struggle with. I know some of the things that I struggle with. But every one of us have our struggles. I want to tell you the power of the gospel liberates people. Amen. The power of the gospel sets people free. And if you get tired of being in the boil, and you get tired and you realize that I'm drowning, you know the Lord has a way to get us out. He can get us out. I'm thinking of carrying some burdens here, and I have a little poem I want to read. Don't carry the burdens of tomorrow. God broke our years into hours and days, that hour by hour and day by day, just going on a little way, we might be able all along to keep quite strong. Should all the weight of life be laid across our shoulders at just one place, and the future rife with woe and struggle meet us face to face, we could not go. Our feet would stop, and so God lays a little on us every day. And never, I believe, in all life's way will burdens bear so deep or pathways lie so steep. But we can go if by God's power we only bear the burden of the hour.
Yes.
I really believe that's true. I tried to encourage the men that I visit in the jail different times. There's another little poem, I probably won't get it all, but it says, mile by mile, it's hard. Mile by mile, it's a trial. Yard by yard, it's hard. But inch by inch, it's a cinch. So if we can break it down in little segments, we can make it through this day. We can make it through this day. You know that there's the loss of yesterday. And there's the fear of tomorrow. I can't change either one of those. Tomorrow is not here. I can worry about it. I can think, well, what I'm going to face tomorrow, all the things that's going to come tomorrow, I don't have grace for it today because it's not here. Yesterday's gone. I can't dig it back up and say, oh, I'm going to live this over again. Can't do it. But I do have today. And I know today God has promised to be with every one of us and give us strength. He's promised to help us. He's promised to give us, as our day is, so shall our strength be. And I believe this morning that we have some wonderful promises and have wonderful things to work with today. And may the Lord bless us to take all that we can today and do our best today. Let's not let the burdens of yesterday and the worries of tomorrow take away from our todays, our today. We have today. That's all I have.
Yes.
And may the Lord help us to take our todays and live the best, live them to their fullest, and be all that God would have us to be today. I'm going to leave that with you this morning, and I pray the Lord will help each and every one of us when we feel that we're caught up in something, just recycling over and over again. Recognize there's a power that God has to break us out of that and get us out. David said, reading about snares, he's plucked my feet out of the snare. He's plucked it out. I was getting there, but it plucked out. Be careful. You know, Jesus said in the last days, I believe that there would be all kinds of different snares on the whole earth. The getting caught up in just the busyness of life and getting caught up in the cares of life, it will come upon all men. But I believe He also has promised us that He will be with us to the end, for us not to be to a point where we just throw up our hands and say, I can't get out. But He's going to help us to be able to press through and have victory in our souls, be able to overcome some things, to have grace to overcome, and be able to make a success like Paul was saying here. May the Lord bless each and every one of you, and thank you for your attention here this morning.